From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anti-government protest in Baghdad exploded into violence Friday as thousands of demonstrators charged into the so-called International Zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire as well as stun grenades, tear gas upon the crowds who were surging forward. The protests are the culmination of weeks of mounting anger against government corruption and inefficiency. Search crews have found human remains along with the personal belongings of passengers from Egypt Air Flight 804. The Airbus A320 disappeared in the Mediterranean Thursday while headed to Cairo from Paris. 66 people were on board. On whether terrorism caused the crash, security specialist Sajan Gohel of the Pacific Asia Foundation says VOA came at a time of historical significance.
This week marks the 100-year anniversary of the Sykes-Picot Agreement between Britain and France, where they agreed to carve up the Ottoman Empire in the aftermath of World War I, which has been cited by terrorist groups like ISIS as a historical grievance. So authorities were already worried this week that a potential attack could happen. And the fact that something has happened this week only adds to more speculation. This could be terrorism, but we need to wait and see.
France's foreign minister on Friday rejected widespread comments that terrorism is to blame. Meantime, aviation experts are warning against speculation. U.S. military dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. Washington suspended all military ties with Moscow following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Top Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam refused to talk during his first appearance before judges in a courtroom in Paris on Friday. Lisa Bryant has details.
His lawyer, Franck Berton, said Abdeslam exercised his right to remain silent at the morning hearing in a Paris courthouse. He complained that a 24-hour video surveillance of Abdeslam's maximum security cell is taking a psychological toll on his client and called it illegal. Berton had previously said Abdeslam was eager to talk. The Paris prosecutor claims he abandoned plans to blow himself up like the other attackers, including his older brother, Brahim. He's also been tied to the bombers who attacked Brussels airport and the Belgian city's subway in March. His Belgian lawyer has described Abdeslam as a moron with the intelligence of an ashtray and little knowledge of Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Afghan provincial officials say an Islamic State commander killed 11 of his fellow fighters in eastern Nangarhar province. IS has established a footprint in a number of Nangarhar districts. Its fighters have launched multiple attacks on government security checkpoints. Group also is engaged in fierce clashes with rival Taliban militants in the province. President Obama's three-day visit to Vietnam starting Monday is expected to be a watershed in the growing economic and strategic relationship between the two countries. There have already been significant economic breakthroughs for the former enemies since diplomatic ties were established between Hanoi and Washington in 1995. Vietnam's exports to the United States now exceed the level of other ASEAN members, while U.S. exports to Vietnam have grown dramatically. Vietnam is one of a dozen signatories to the U.S.-led Trans-Pacific Partnership, giving it a boost over other nations in Southeast Asia, such as Indonesia and Thailand, which are not part of the pact. World Health Organization confirming now that the strain of Zika virus now circulating in the Americas and linked to brain abnormalities in babies is present in Cape Verde. The so-called Asia type of Zika has been circulating in Cape Verde since October. WHO says it most likely was imported from Brazil, the epicenter of the epidemic in the Americas. A different strain of the Zika virus has been in parts of Africa for decades. And the leading U.S. gun lobby, the group known as the National Rifle Association, has endorsed Republican presidential party candidate Donald Trump as he responded saying that he would not let down the NRA members. He accused President Clinton, the front-runner for the Democratic Party, Hillary Clinton, of opposing rights for bearing arms. She says she does not.
That's the latest world news from VOA.